the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
What up, Elite Lifers? Welcome back to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Kylie.
I'm Trish.
And today we are working on pulling back the curtain on something that's been heavy on our hearts, the difference between success and fulfillment. And we, if the episode hasn't aired yet, stay tuned for it. We just had an amazing conversation with Nicole Hughes. And I feel like that was a great segue into, we got to talk to producer Dave and just make sure these are lined up, because I feel like that is what she was talking about. Like, truly.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, when I first started looking at this episode for you, from you, I was like, do I like this episode? Because I like success, right? Success is seductive. It is sexy. It is money. It is power. It is influence. It is highly addictive to people like me with an addictive personality. But the problem is, like, it can really leave you feeling empty. And when I really ruminated about that and thought about my journey, because people will be like, when did you realize you were successful or when you had arrived? And I'm always like,
literally never.
Haven't arrived.
Like, I'll be dead. Like, when I arrive at the pearly gates, then I have arrived.
Yeah. But one thing I am noticing as I get older and older is when I achieve something, I achieve something great, right? Like the day we opened Elite Realty in Livonia, and I literally poured my blood, sweat, and tears building furniture. And like, just, it was this year of cultivation and rumination and work to build this space from nothing, and watch it come together. And it was so beautiful. And it was such an achievement and such a success. And it is a core memory of mine, because I walked out of the building and the whole parking lot is empty. It's the 4th of July. I walk out of the building. We had everything set, and I turn around and I look at it and I see this huge sign, and I look down and there's an empty space next to it. And I go, maybe I should buy that next. Like, I didn't even enjoy the achievement or the success. It was instantly, what's next?
Yeah. I remember, like, when I moved out to Phoenix, I was sitting, I had driven up South Mountain, which is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, that is one thing I do miss. Like, I love Michigan. My heart is here for sure. But the one thing I do miss about Phoenix is just the viewpoints. And, you know, I'm sitting, I'm looking down South Mountain. The sun was setting. I can see the cars. I'm in this brand new space. So I have this air of new chapter and all the possibilities. The breeze was perfect. And I just cried. I just cried, dude. And I was like, I moved across the country for an amazing job to be with my brother, to start a new life. And I felt not amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the void, right? Like, it's the psychological disconnect between the external achievement and the internal meaning.
Yeah.
And you had attained something, but it wasn't necessarily integrated, like, with your values or your expectation.
Yeah.
And I think, like, another thing I've learned in life is, like, expectations are so dangerous. They're so dangerous, because I had a moment just like that when we moved into this house, and I literally had manifested a lake house and wrote about a lake house and thought this was something that was, like, literally going to be, like, the biggest, most amazing thing in my life. And I don't really know what I thought would change. I think that, like, we seek this feeling and we think we'll get this feeling through an achievement or a success or a thing. And I remember sitting out on that dock and sobbing. And I'm like, who sobs at their new lake house? And I was just
there's
like,
there's no crying at the lake house.
Right. But I was like, I was covered in literal hives because of the stress of getting here.
Yeah.
And those expectations just eat people alive. The expectations we put on, if I marry this person, my life will be better. If I have this kid, our marriage will be better. Or if I get this house, everything will change. Or if I build out this business, or if I move to this state, like, you're still you.
Yeah. It's like ordering a cheeseburger and getting a dolphin. Like, it just doesn't compute. It's not nourishment. It's all for show, you know?
That is definitely true. And that is true, right? Like, when we set expectations, like I said, especially on other people, like, so one of our agents came up to me one time and she's like, I'm going to take all my kids on a road trip across the country and it's going to be the most amazing thing. And I was like,
it's going to be awful.
Oh, honey.
It's going to be terrible.
Here's the thing. Anytime you put expectations on children, like, you might as well just set yourself up for anger and tears. Yep. For both of you guys.
For everybody involved.
Yeah, because that ain't happening.
100%. 100%. You know, they often, expectations lead to disappointment. Fulfillment, yeah. However, we find leads, you know, it does require sacrifice. It requires suffering that is voluntarily undertaken. And people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. It's also, like we've talked about, an inside job. You have to fill yourself, which means you have to listen to yourself. You have to think about, like, what you need and what you truly want. And, like, what we've talked about before of peeling back those layers. Oh, I want to make $10,000 a month. Well, why? Oh, well, I want to be debt free. Well, why? Oh, because I'm tired of the stress of living hand to mouth. And every time I get a dollar in my hand, it's snatched out by someone else. Right. So, you know, it's like, I used to think that success would save me. I used to think that if I just, you know, like, if I just got out of my hometown. By the way, when I moved to Phoenix, I was running away. I was running away from all the problems. I was running away. I thought if I got this prestigious job, it would make my parents proud. The job would turn me into the person that I wanted to be working at this. Mind you, the law firm I was working at, we were dealing with people who had millions and millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, I got out there, I started doing the things, and I just realized, like, the saying I say is, like, you can take the girl out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the girl. It's an inside job. It was something that in my 20s, I was not ready to comprehend or work on. You know, it still felt very empty, even having moved across the country and gotten that job.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like, fulfillment is so much deeper. It's fulfillment isn't trying to move away from something, and it can't be taken from you. I think that's, like, a crucial difference too. Like, success can be taken from you at any time. Like, you can make all the money and then get sued and be broke. You can build the business and then it crumbles. But when you feel fulfilled, like you said, fulfillment is an inside job. And I talked about on that episode with Nicole, like, when I sat down and journaled that I am so proud of me for taking care of me, it was because I wasn't chasing other people's approval. And I think that's another thing with success, right? Like, it's based on other people's perception. Mm-hmm. You're doing what society says you should do. You're fulfilling cultural norms. And that's a conversation me and Nicole have been having a lot too. Like, cultural norms are fake. They're fake. They're made up. So
most often they are awful.
They are. So in America, success to us is working the hardest and having the biggest
house and Lambos
and private jets and all of this stuff. But, like, I think you say it somewhere, like, if you're a sad man on a private jet, you're still a sad man.
Yeah.
You're unfulfilled. And, like, that leaves you crying on a dock or on a mountain or in a jet. And it's like, yeah, you have these things, but they can also be taken from you at any time.
Yeah.
Fulfillment cannot. Personal pride in yourself cannot. And that just really takes living intentionally and shifting your perspective and asking yourself some hard questions and being willing to get uncomfortable when you answer those
questions. Well, it requires integrity, right? Yeah. Integrity, as I tell my kids all the time, is doing the right thing even when no one sees it, even when it's just you. So like last night, I had to tap into my integrity because I had not done my 40 minutes. I didn't do my 40 minutes of movement. I didn't do it on Wednesday. I didn't do it on I wanted to hit this goal. I want to make sure I start incorporating these healthy habits back into my life because like I'm not happy with, let me tell you all something. Okay. Let me just come on in here close. Let's have a fireside chat. Okay. There is nothing more humbling for a woman than going bra shopping with your 11-year-old daughter. Just going to leave that there, okay? There is nothing more humbling than trying on last year's bathing suits and realizing you don't have last year's body.
Ooh,
okay? Rich. Now, I have done so many amazing things since I tried on that bathing suit last year. And it really is not, like, I could go get a new bathing suit. That doesn't give me back cleavage. That's fine. That's really not what it's about. It is, you said you were going to take care of yourself like someone you're responsible for. And here you are, hooker, eating cereal at 9:30 at night, eating the ice cream just so you can gobble up all of the Reese's shell that's left in the bottle. What are you doing? Yeah. And it came down to integrity. And I said to Ryan, I said, I need 30 minutes in the yard. Because if I add my 30 minutes in the yard to my 10-minute abs, that's my 40 minutes. And once I started doing it, like, I will be honest, I did not hoof it on my walk in the yard, but I did it. And that's the same thing with fulfillment. It requires you to have integrity, which is honesty with yourself.
Yeah. And I love exactly what you said, because you said, what are you doing? And you have to ask yourself that question, because for me, my biggest realization moment in fulfillment is – I went through that injury and I went to neurosurgeons and I did physical therapy and I did pain management with injections into my spine and my back. And I did all those tests and I did all of these things. And I was at the massage place, because after I went through all the medical things, like I tried holistic things first, like massage, cupping, needling, I was too far gone. So then I tried to go to my MD and go the medical route, physical therapy, injections, all of that. And I got a little bit better, but I was not getting fully better. And I'm like, okay, I'm 8 months in, I'm only 43 years old. I can't live with chronic pain for the rest of my life. Like, nope. This is not going to be my life. And I went back to, okay, let's go back to the holistic realm again. Like, you are able to move well and you're still in pain, but it's probably more like 60% of the day. Let's revisit the holistic route now that you have like got your bones back where they need to be, as far as you know.
And no, literally.
Yeah. And I went to my massage girl, and she's from another country. She was a nurse in another country. And she goes, how's your body feeling? And I told her about everything that had happened, and she starts doing some things and she's like, oh, honey. And she like literally stopped in the middle of the massage and she's like, this is you. You are the injury. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you are so tight. You are so tight. Your pain is from you squinching because you are stressed. She said, your jaw, you're clenching all that stress and you're squinching your body and you're pulling. And she goes, and you know, we have a lot of problems with our body as women, but here's one I didn't have. She goes, you know how your shoulders are so big? And I'm like, oh, my shoulders are so big, huh? And she's like, that's because you're squinching all the time and you're bending and you're pressure. And she goes, only you can make you better. Aww. You're out of balance. And I was like, okay. And she goes, where are you going next? And I said, I was going to yoga. She goes, you need more yoga. You are out of balance. Your body is out of balance. Your spirit is out of balance. Only you will make yourself fully better. And I'm like, wow. Like, So she just like worked on my muscles. And like she took so much extra time with me. And like a lot of people in, from other countries, they're very direct. And she's like very about her time. Like when you are done, you are done. But she spent like an extra like half hour with me to like show me these different stretches I could do, show me things that I should not be doing, and just encourage me to find the balance in my life. And I had to ask myself, like, what are you doing?
Because we don't believe in work life, you know, work personal balance.
And I say that all the time. Like, I don't believe in work life balance. But what I do believe in is keeping myself healthy. Because like we said in the last episode, if I am not my best self, then I can't be my best self for other people. I can't coach you to your fullest potential if I'm not at my fullest potential. And this isn't hard. This is me taking time to go to hot yoga. This is me staying the extra 15 minutes for meditation. This is me sitting in my Normatex to massage my legs. This is me buying myself a heating pad finally, even though every chiropractor I've had for the last 10 years has told me to get one.
You sent me the most amazing heating pad.
Right?
When I was I pregnant?
You were moving. Oh. And you had migraines. And that's the thing. I take care of every single other person. And I preach to take care of yourself. But, and Andy said this to me before. He's like, what self-care are you doing? And don't say the gym. Don't say working out, because that is not self-care. And then I had a coach and he goes, what are you doing for self-care? And don't say the gym. And so it's like,
they know you. They got your number, sis. Right. They got your number.
I had to sit there. And so my new goal plan is things like take a bath, sit in a massage chair, go to yoga, get recovery. And I finally am bringing myself back to like, oh my gosh, like I can get up and not have excruciating pain. And it's because I had to
chill the F out.
Like whose new life mission is to relax? Mine. Mine. And that doesn't mean that I don't still do all of my work and help all of my people. It means that instead of staying up late at night eating, I put on my Normatex and put on a meditation and go to sleep in peace instead of in avoidance for the next day's activities.
Or like being on your phone texting back and forth. And
yeah, I'm not answering. Like it's 8 p.m. I'm telling my clients like, hey, it's late. I'll touch back base with you in the morning. Hey, I read this. I'll handle it in the morning. And I have to do that. And this is something that I will likely have to revisit often because it's programmed in me to work hard. But you can work hard and still take care of yourself.
You can hustle and still chill the F out.
But I'm not feeling fulfillment if I'm not proud of myself for taking care of myself. Yeah. I might have a lot of success, but that's only going to get me so far.
And that's the thing, though, too, is like when we look at, you know, this is an ancient truth, this idea, for lack of a better way of putting it, this concept is the word I was looking for, of fulfillment. Like you see it in the old myths, you see it in the epics, you see it in honestly, fulfillment, it's a very sacred thing. And when we are looking, when you look back at these like ancient traditions and these old stories, the hero at the end, he doesn't just win the battle or the trophy or the whatever. You watch the hero transform throughout the journey. And that's really what it comes down to, is making sure that you are integral enough. Is that right? All right. You are honest enough with yourself.
Honest enough with yourself, yeah.
To allow the transformation to happen, which will bring you to a place of fulfillment.
Yeah. For sure. And I think like one of my key moments that I was realizing how unbalanced I had become is I was saying this to somebody. I said, I was talking to Dave and I said, you know, I had gotten so good at being calm in the face of chaos. When somebody like attacked me or was angry with somebody at Elite or something bad happened, I was super good with being able to power in the pause and, you know, think about it and respond appropriately.
You, up until recently, you were not letting those things go. You were moving beyond, you were you were putting them in the drawer. You were stuffing them. And I do the same thing. I stuff it because we've talked about before, like, we don't want to rehash because we understand what that does to our nervous system. But we also, we don't hold grudges, so to speak, but we just put that, we put that in the drawer. We're not fully letting it go.
Yeah. And what happens is when you have a barrage of stressors,
traumas,
really big things that happened to you, which has been like the last 8 months of my life,
literally
thing after thing after thing after thing. There's
only, I told so her, I was like, girl, 2025 trying to kill you.
I know, right? And I just kept like, I'm handling it and going, handling it and going, handling it and going, but I'm not processing through it. It's almost like if you have like six people die in a row and you don't get to process that grief, and then you get a year down the road and you have a nervous breakdown because
yeah.
you never processed any of that. You just kept moving through. So you're getting things done and you're still having successes and winning, but you're never processing through those feelings or those emotions. So what happens is your central nervous system gets locked. And that's what happened to me. My central nervous system got locked, and that locked my body. And I started to physically feel it. Like a situation happened and I instantly got so angry. My Fitbit went into high cardio mode.
Stop it.
I physically felt my whole body lock. And I told Dave, I was like, it's like I blacked out. I couldn't even get myself to pause. I just responded. And then I sent it. And I knew, like, I have this voice screaming in my head going, stop, 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 stop. And this other, like, and my body's just going because my central nervous system is locked and my body is locked. And I just have no more, like, me left in me. It's just a blackout rage. and those are the red flags, guys. And if you don't stop and you realize you're just not you anymore, you're chasing success, you're not chasing fulfillment anymore, you have no joy. People ask you the question, like, we were in yoga the other day. And she was telling a story about how she was working on breath work with this CEO. And she said, well, what does success look like to you? And he's like, I am successful. Hello. Like, I have all the things. I'm a CEO. I have the house. I have the car. My kids have this, and everybody has this and has this and has this. And she's like, yes, but what does success look like to you? And like, I was sitting with that and like, thinking, like, what does success look like to me? And what kept coming to me was peace. And I'm like, do I have any peace in my life? Like, do I truly have any peace in my life? And the answer was no. Like, I have so much success and so much achievement, but I don't have any like peace where I just sit there and I'm like, man, like, this feels great. Like, I don't have the feeling. And that's it. Like, success is visible.
Yeah.
But fulfillment is an inside feeling. And if you don't have that, like, her next question is, then what are you doing this for?
Yeah. And that brings us into what you just said. What does success, and this is something that you guys need to ask yourself, what does success even mean to you in a way that doesn't cost you your wholeness? You know, you're compromising your integrity, your core values. I think that the hard truth is you can win and you can still feel very lost in life. You can be admired and still feel very invisible. And that is something that is very hard to swallow and very hard to move forward from. And if you are not dealing with this, I always go back to the story you told about listening to that podcast of that RN. And she was, you know, talking to this lady who was in an awful marriage. And the lady was just literally waiting for her awful husband to die before she could start living her life. And she died like a couple months later.
Yeah.
And it really resonates because I have three small children and I'm watching them grow every single day. And I know inside my soul that I am not, I'm not squishing. I'm not getting every single ounce of presence, you know. And that is definitely a conversation I've had with myself recently, is that is what success looks like for me. Success looks like for me being present with my family and being that example of the person I want them to become.
Yeah. Being where your feet are. Being where your feet are.
And that doesn't mean that I don't have 14-hour days.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I'm not taking phone calls when I'm, you know, sometimes supposed to be doing bedtime.
Yeah.
You know, that means that when we are here, here's where we are.
Yeah. I always did really well with that with Trent hockey. Like when I was at a hockey game, I even would put on noise canceling headphones because the only thing I wanted to be focused on was watching my son chase his dream and enjoy this time. And I'm always proud of that time. And you know you're doing it right, because I remember every moment of every game. And I worked with a visualization coach one time, and he was like, think of all your happy moments. And I am sobbing, and nearly every single one was him raising a trophy and winning nationals, and that smile on his face, skating around the rink after a big win and hugging him after a game and just being a part of those moments with him were the happiest moments of my life. But that's when I was unplugged from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And like you said, it didn't mean that I didn't work 20-hour days or that I wasn't building my own dream at the same time. But it meant when I was there with him, I was there with him.
What killed me was the other night, the other afternoon, Casey comes to me and I had done my transition. I was in my sweatpants, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm supposed to be being home. I'm supposed to be being present. And Casey goes, hey, Mom, when you're done working, will you come play with me? And my first instinct was, well, I can't because the dishes and the laundry and the house. And I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, how many more years do you have of her wanting to be with you? You have to talk.
But that's the thing. You're realizing it. And that's what this episode is about. So if you are listening and you're feeling that tension and you're feeling that emptiness and that loneliness and that what am I doing, we just want to let you know you're not alone. Like, we have felt that too. We still feel that too. And that is an everyday job of being intentional and living intentional and living to feel that joy and that fulfillment, not just reach that next success or check that next box.
Yeah.
Because those things are great, but like they say, you can't take them with you.
No.
And when you think about your happiest moments, it won't be signing that big deal. Nope. It'll be playing with your kids on the ground or watching your kid lift that trophy. It'll be those smiles on their little faces. And you don't get that time a lot.
No. They are little for a very short period of time.
So keep succeeding, friends, but make sure you're doing it in an intentional way and be
encouraged. Find your fulfillment, you guys. Life is too short. Like, we've had so many people pass away over the past couple years, and it's just such a big reminder of our mortality.
Yeah. All right, friends, that's what we have for you today. So if you enjoyed this, share it with somebody else who might need to hear it too. You are not alone. We hear you. We are with you in those dark spaces and places, and there is always light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. And wherever you're listening, please sub the show, because you are going to want to come back next week for a fresh episode of The Elite Life. We drop those every Thursday.
And sometimes we don't cry on them.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors. Are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to 6 other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.